This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The federal budget cuts, known as sequestration, are taking about $13 billion out of the Air Force's budget for this fiscal year. So the Air Force brass at the Pentagon is asking rank-and-file airmen for money-saving ideas. That's something the private sector does all the time, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Air Force calls its new cost-cutting initiative Every Dollar Counts. It's designed to be easy and direct. Ideas can be submitted through smartphones. The best ones make their way to General Larry Spencer. He's already implemented some of the suggestions, like this one from an Air Force officer who slashed the Pentagon's phone bill.
He found over 1,000 phone lines that were plugged in that we were paying for that no one was using.
The phones were unplugged, saving more than $300,000. This kind of cost-cutting may be new at the Pentagon, but Wendy Werner does it all the time. She's president of Carpet Town. It's a flooring business just outside Milwaukee. Werner's 23 employees are hard at work in the store's sprawling showroom.
Is this the carpet that Janet wanted for her master bedroom?
Yeah.
Werner first turned to her workers for cost-cutting ideas in 2008, when the housing crisis was battering sales. Werner got some good suggestions. She used to have professional cleaners in twice a week, but one employee said, cut that down to once a week. We'll clean up.
We took turns. You know, we had a chart made up, and everybody would trade off a position of what they were cleaning, including me, and we cut our cleaning costs in half,
saving more than $600 a month. Werner saved $2,500 after an employee suggested energy-efficient light bulbs. But she says there's another benefit. Her workers are now more engaged.
The best way to say it is they care. You know, they took on the responsibility of getting through these more difficult times together.
Management consultant John Bernard says Werner is on to something. Of course, sometimes you get half-baked suggestions from workers, but Bernard says you can cut down on that by letting them try out their ideas before bringing them to management.
You flip it upside down and you say, no, the ideas are yours. You go implement them.
Bernard says that might be hard for the Air Force with its top-down culture of following orders, but General Spencer told me he's ready to try anything, even loosening up the chain of command. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.